Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary. Check the latest lines on the BetMGM app. Catch You Better You Bet weekdays 3 to 7 p.m. Eastern and You Better You Bet countdown at kickoff Sundays 11 to 1 p.m. Eastern, leading you up to kickoff on the BetMGM network on the Odyssey app. Nick, how are we looking here? How are you feeling ahead of week eight here when you get your Giants taking on the Eagles in Philadelphia? Okay. That sounds great.
I feel good, Sal.
I'm glad we were working on that for 20 minutes outside. Nick, are you with us? Okay, he's not
winning
there.
Bets, minimal sweats.
Yeah, there you go.
There we go.
We have him. Oh, God.
Nick.
My fat finger was trying to open the BetMGM odds board and X'd out the Google Meets that I'm on right now. Right. My bad. Sorry about that. Great to be on with you guys.
At your first L of the weekend. All right, what do we got for
first of probably many. We'll see how it goes.
That's a good line.
What do we got for Eagles Giants? How are you viewing this game?
Well, we just got news that AJ Brown is not practicing or not at practice right now for the Eagles. And I guess it's possible that he shows up and practices at some point, but the initial reporting out of Philadelphia is no practice today for AJ Brown. And if he ends up not playing in this game, this would have been three straight days of not practicing, along with another cryptic, weird Instagram post from a guy who seemingly loves drama and A.J. Brown. I think it does make the Giants a little more viable in this game. Now, kind of where I had come down on things was I don't think I would ever bet the Giants coming off of, obviously, the ridiculous ending last week against the Denver Broncos. But I would like to bet the over in this game, but I need A.J. Brown to play because I do think the way Jackson Dart creates plays out of structure, obviously we saw a ton of it last week against Denver, can lead to more scoring opportunities than normal, right, with just a stationary quarterback. Jalen Hurts can do the same thing. And Brian Burns is going to play in the game, and he's going to practice today. You know, we'll see about the members of the Giants secondary, Paulson Adebo, Javon Holland. Over 44, I think, is a bet I'm going to place. I need more information. Maybe I'll talk about it more on Sunday morning with my show on The Fan. And betting the side of the game, I would only bet the Philadelphia Eagles off of what happened last week. And it makes me sad to say that as a Giants fan.
Yeah, I don't want to overstate the Eagles. I did think they would play well in Minnesota. Not that that's any big achievement at this point. So they did get off the schneid after the two straight losses to Denver and the Giants here. But I get the sense that they're getting ready to gain some altitude, maybe kind of going a little higher than they were early when they lost a couple of games, as I said. So, and again, maybe the A.J. Brown news changes my opinion on that a little bit. I got to follow that. But do you think Philly's ready to make a little move and reassert themselves, or are you still not buying them?
Oh, I would say I never really sold on the Eagles, okay, even after that two-game losing streak. And, you know, I don't want to make this too Philly-centric, but just to give, like, just my opinion on the matter, you know, I think a lot of people will look at 2023 when the Eagles replaced a couple coordinators after they won this. And this was only one, right, with Kellen Moore becoming the coach of the Saints. Kevin Petullo, maybe a disgrace to Italians. taking over as the offensive coordinator in Philly, and the offense is stagnant, and everyone looks to 2023 when they had a great start and totally flamed out down the stretch and got blown out by Tampa in the wild card round. And kind of my opinion was, I don't think that's going to happen again because they just won the Super Bowl last year. You would think they're past that sort of thing as a team. So I bet the Eagles last week. We talked about it on this show, on my show, that I thought Philly would bounce back last week, and they did. And look, this is a narrative-y thing that I'm about to say, but I kind of believe it. You know, there's a video of Jalen Hurts after they beat the Vikings in Minnesota last week. He's walking into the locker room, and he says to the camera, like, we're not losing anymore. And I don't think that means the Eagles are, like, not going to lose a game the rest of the season. Like, they almost certainly will. But I do, BT, and I like the way you said that, like cruising at a higher altitude for the rest of the season. And you know that they're smarting after getting their asses handed to them by the Giants a couple weeks ago. So maybe the Giants can keep the game close. I think the Eagles will win. How I'd like to bet the game will be the over once we get some more information about A.J. Brown.
Last one on the Giants and Eagles specifically, and we can maybe go around the league a little bit. At least last one for me on this. We haven't talked to you since, you know, what happened on Sunday. And I know I texted with you a little bit. I saw your videos there. So you.
I mean, what a jerk, man. So Sal texts me after this, and I'm crushed as a Giants fan, like my Broncos with like 9 exclamation points. Like, I thought we were friends, man.
Yo,
like,
you wait a second. No, you're leaving it out. You texted me first during the first. He texted me either at halftime or in the third quarter. How you feeling about our Broncos AFC?
Nick, that's the whole part of the story. You can't leave that out, Nick.
Yeah, but discuss. I'm a Giants fan. So, okay, you know what? I'll
you did
that.
Start it. Jeez. I would not have sought you out.
I'm backing off. I'm saying that you're right. Okay. You are right. I am wrong.
But because it was a callous thing to do immediately afterward. I feel good about my Broncos. And how about that? Anyway, who do you blame? Who's your primary culprit for coughing that one up on Sunday?
I hate the kicker.
Well, he's gone, so you don't have to hate him anymore. Gone, right.
Like, hey, Jude, go back to London. Get out the Bill Burr lookalike. At least if Bill Burr missed the kick, he'd say something funny in the post-game press conference. I would say it's the kicker. I don't know. I hate Shane Bowen. And just to, you know, I think I've said this on your guy's show before. You know, people often say that Seinfeld, right, is the greatest situational comedy ever. I think that it has a significant challenger. And it's the Giants offseason Hard Knocks, which was thought, like people say, oh, it's like a documentary. Like, no, it's actually a comedy. And maybe the funniest part of what is a very funny series when viewed through that lens is Brian Daboll trying to talk Joe Shane into hiring Shane Bowen as the defensive coordinator, citing a yards per carry statistic. Well, look, the Titans stopped the run. No context there. How'd they do against the pass? Were they up or down in games? Was the team good? No. Let's just look at yards per carry. So here's Shane Bowen, hired literally because 1 year in Tennessee, they had a good yards per carry average, and he's dropping 8 at the end of the game and getting flambéed by Brian Burns. Burns didn't know he was being filmed, but yeah, it's just like defense stinks. I don't want to blame Dart. I'm not going to blame Dart. And the kicker is an absolute train wreck. What an absolutely miserable game that was last Sunday. Yeah. Miserable.
All right, let's bounce around a little bit here. I don't know if you'll have anybody else to volunteer. I think the team with the most pressure, the most eyes on them in a lot of ways this weekend is Buffalo. Now, they've lost 2 straight. They're playing Carolina. They are big favorites. I think it's 7.5, the number that I saw last. Carolina's 1-3 straight. 2 of the teams have been bad, one of which, of course, was the Jets. I'm not saying that the Carolina Panthers are going to win, but I'm not saying that at all. But like, I, the Bills need to start stabilizing stuff. Is this the weekend that they start? Because the Pats, I don't think the Pats are going away here, Nick.
My favorite bet of the week, Carolina plus 7.5.
Wow.
So you and I are kind of seeing it the same way. Right. Now, Bryce Young was listed as doubtful. That just came out, the final injury report for Carolina. Like, Andy Dalton is extremely likely to start this game. I don't downgrade Carolina at all for starting Dalton. I think maybe Dalton's even a little better than Bryce Young. I think the difference is negligible at the very least. And my big problem with Buffalo, and why, you know, when I came on your guys' show before the season started, why I was never high on Buffalo to make a Super Bowl run, the defense it sucks. Like, it's not good. It's not good. And they can't stop the run. And I think what the Panthers will do is what I guess like the FBI is trying to do to the NBA right now. They're going to hit him with the RICO. Here's RICO Dowdle and here's Chuba Hubbard. And I don't think the Bills are going to be able to stop the run. So like Josh Allen's great. It's not a commentary on Josh Allen. But I think the head coach, I don't think he's a winning coach. I don't think they'll ever win a Super Bowl with him. It would buck like historical trends over the history of the NFL if it ever happens. The defense stinks. It falls apart in big spots. They can't stop the run. I like Carolina. Maybe the Bills win. I'm not taking Carolina to win the game, but more than a touchdown, easy click of the button on the Carolina Panthers for me.
BT and Sal on the Fan. We're talking with Nick Costos. He's on the line here, of course, host of
25 years. That's okay.
I was speaking fastly, like you could relate, can't you? I was going to say host.
Yes,
so
Sal,
I know your
Sal
name.
Sal Licata. Yeah. Sal Licata and Brandon
Don't Fury. Be so sensitive. Right. Host of You Bet or You Bet and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Where do you view the Cowboys? You think the Cowboys are actually a good team?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
No, but they have an elite unit. The offense is insanely elite, and that makes them viable. Now, like, can they win the Super Bowl? Like, never. The defense is terrible. Like, it's a terrible, terrible defense. Could they get into the NFC playoffs as a wild card team? Like, absolutely, because the offense is insane. And I actually think this is going to be a really, really fun game on Sunday afternoon when Dallas visits Denver, right? The Broncos, in between a 3 and 3.5 point favorite, my guess is the spread will close Denver -3, not 3.5. So if you like Dallas, I would actually recommend betting +3.5. I don't think it'll last until kickoff. And I guess it's really your opinion on this game comes down to, do you think the Broncos defense can stop Dak Prescott and this Cowboys offense? And my answer to that question, despite the fact that the Broncos have 10 more sacks than the second closest team, they can send Justin Fields a fruit basket for that particular statistic. I'll take Dallas's offense. I'll take Dak and CeeDee Lamb, and I'll take George Pickens and Javonte Williams. And just a name to watch out for in head coaching interviews to get way ahead of this, Cowboys offensive coordinator, former run game coordinator of the Arizona Cardinals, Clayton Adams. Clayton is spelled with a K. I think you're going to start hearing head coaching buzz for him. Maybe after I win my Jets bet with Brandon Tierney, if they fire Aaron Glenn, maybe the Jets will take a look at Clayton Adams. Yeah. But I'll take the 3.5 with the Cowboys on Sunday in Denver.
I was going to say sold. Offensive background, sold. I'm going to give Aaron a chance here. But, hey, he knows offense. Bring him in. All right, very quickly on the Jets here. I don't want to waste anybody's time, most notably mine with this team. But, you know, I mean, if you bet this game and you bet the Jets, honestly, you probably need to check into a facility at this point. You're a degenerate. I mean, how does anybody put any money or belief behind the Jets this weekend? No Wilson, no Gardner. Who the hell knows who's the starting quarterback? How do you justify making a play for the Jets?
I'll bet them if it goes to 7.
Wow.
You're right. Like, they're terrible. There's nothing to be. The reason why I would bet the Jets has nothing to do with the Jets. I mean this sincerely. I think the Bengals, it's either them or Miami. The Bengals have the worst defense in the league. Like, full stop.
Yeah.
They're terrible defensively. So if you take the team with the worst defense in the league, or 31 out of 32, maybe you want to be really generous and say they're 30 out of 32. I wouldn't even go that far.
Yep.
And you make them a touchdown favorite against another professional team, I'm going to want to take those points. So
but
if
hold
it
on,
gets
Nick,
to
Nick,
seven,
Nick.
I'll bet the Jets.
It's actually a really good philosophy. I'm following you there. But when the other team is the worst offensive team, doesn't that kind of offset the defensive deficiencies of Cincy?
I'll tell you what. If the Jets can't, I don't care who's playing. I don't care if it's Fields and Garrett, and we know Garrett Wilson's out.
Out.
I don't care if Mason Taylor doesn't play. If they can't score on this Bengals defense, and score doesn't mean 38 points.
Yeah, yeah.
If they can't score enough to be reasonably competitive against Cincinnati, you have absolutely no hope for the rest of the season.
I don't have any hope.
Yeah.
But like, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Like, if there were a defense constructed, like for the Jets to be able to score some points on, it would be this one.
Okay.
Nick, I'm sorry.
I would take the seven if I had to bet the game, if it got to seven, for that reason.
Two quick ones for me. Do you think we're at the point where we should just trust that the Colts can roll opponents and you know, win by more than two touchdowns against the Titans?
It's a massive point spread. We are at like 14.5, the point spread of that game. What I'd rather bet would either be the game over for Colts-Titans, like the Colts are going to score a million points, and then you get Tennessee in catch-up mode, they fired the coach, maybe they can give you something, or if you don't trust Tennessee, I would just bet the Colts team total over. I think Indy clears 30 with ease in this game. So that would be my preferred way of betting this game, would just be to bet a lot of points in the game and the Colts specifically to score a lot of points.
And then the last one for me, the Sunday night game, I think is fascinating. I still don't know who the hell the Steelers are, and I'm not sure I know who the Packers are. What do you view of those two teams going into that Sunday night game?
I'm Pittsburgh. I bet the Steelers before the season over win total. I think they'll get there. I think they'll get to 9-8. At worst, I bet them to make the playoffs. I think they'll make the playoffs. They have no upside. Their defense is also really bad. And I think we can say that now. And obviously, like, the tie-in here is the Jets dropped 30 on them in week one, and we know what the Jets' offense is. The Steelers' defense is very bad, and I think it's going to hold them back ultimately. The Packers have been scuffling as of late. Just my opinion, I think the Packers are one of like the four best teams in the league. Like, the talent on both sides of the ball is there. The head coach is awesome. So I think Green Bay is definitely better than Pittsburgh. And that's reflected in the point spread with Green Bay as a 3-point road favorite. If you made me bet the game, I'd lay the Packers. But my preferred bet, and I'll talk about this more on Sunday, I do like the over, where I think the Packers will be able to score on a terrible Pittsburgh defense. And on the flip side, this will be an Aaron Rodgers piss and vinegar game. Hmm. Quick game, get the ball out of his hands, mitigate the pass rush with Micah Parsons. I bet over 45 or at 45.5, no big difference. I do like the over in the Steelers and the Packers on Sunday night.
Thank you, Nick. Looking forward to listening to you Sunday morning as always.
Looking forward to it. Wishing everybody minimal sweats. Winning bets the absolute very best of luck. And Sal, you can parade your Denver Broncos win for a little bit longer. The Kansas City Chiefs are coming for that ass.
Ooh, I can't wait. That's going to be fun when they do match up in a couple of weeks. That was the host of You Better You Bet and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Kostos. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary for all your betting and sports talk needs. Check out the BetMGM network on the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.